This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Well, here we are again, and it's so good to be back with you today. And this month is Sanctity to Life Month, and so we are going to talk about something that might be uncomfortable for many people. If there's ever been anything that you have made a choice on where you didn't feel very comfortable about it, a lot of the times we want to hide this, or we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to be exposed. We don't want to be vulnerable. We don't want to be transparent. And, you know, it's amazing what can happen when you allow your walls to come down and let people know those secrets, those quiet feelings of unworthiness or shame or guilt. And I want to touch on those things today. And the reason is that I'm going to come from a personal point of view on abortion. And it's not easy for me to talk about this. But it's something that I feel is important to get out, because no matter where you are now, if there's been decisions that you have made that you're ashamed of and it's causing you to have an unworthiness, an unworthy feeling, those feelings can keep you from being all that God wants you to be and keep you from feeling the love that Christ has for you. And you know what? From my heart, I don't want you to miss out on what God has for you, because you feel unworthy to receive what he has for you. Because he died for you, only you. And so it's important that you stay tuned and you hear this message today, because it's really, really heartfelt, and it's coming from me personally on my personal walk through the situation. And with me today, I have somebody that has actually helped me walk through this situation. And another part of this is that if there's things that have happened to you, what that does is it creates an experience to where you can feel empathy, where maybe somebody else wouldn't be able to connect in that same situation. So it's important that anything that we walk through life with, that we utilize that for God's glory, and that we walk alongside those to know that, you know, people say, well, what would you know about that? What would you know? And you can say, I know because I've been there, or I know because I know what it feels like to be where you are right now. And there's people that say, you know, nobody's walked in my shoes, but there's experiences that you're not alone, and you're not the only person that's feeling this right now. And the devil wants us to feel that isolation. He wants us to feel like there is no one that we can talk to, but there's always someone. You need to find that safe person. And God's always there. We know God's there, and sometimes we just don't talk to him, and we need to talk to him. Today with me, I have Dave Wilkinson, and I'm going to give you a little background on him just so you understand the part that, and the role that he's playing with this community pregnancy clinic, which we're going to be talking about. Dave Wilkinson has been the executive director of the community pregnancy clinic since March 2007. During that time, the CPC has experienced substantial growth. They've added a satellite clinic in Moore Park and a mobile ultrasound clinic, which we'll talk about, which is amazing. It travels to underserved areas in Watts in L.A. and Ventura County. Their main clinic was founded in 1991 and is located in Simi Valley. In addition to casting vision and leading the expansion of the ministry, Dave is responsible for fundraising, public relations, and administration. As a pastor, Dave also provides spiritual oversight and direction of the ministry. Prior to coming on board with the CPC 5 years ago, Dave served as the founding and senior pastor of the Bridge Community Church in Simi Valley, and also served for 10 years as the counseling and recovery pastor at Sunrise Christian Fellowship in Simi Valley. And I think that's where we We met each other, isn't it, Dave?
Yes.
Yes. Dave has been involved in the pro-life movement since the early 80s in various volunteer staff and board positions. He's been married to Wendy for 34 years. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And has three adult children and two grandchildren. That must be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It's better than parenting.
Yes, it is, because you can give them back when you're tired.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You just be the fun guy.
Yes. You can spoil them rotten and say, here. I'm looking forward to those days. I really am.
It's the best.
I'm so thankful that you're with me.
It's good to be here, Susie.
It really is. Susie, I love it when someone calls me Susie. Only those that have known me a long time call me Susie. So thank you for that. It's very endearing. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about, I was asked to do, it was funny, I wanted to be involved in this ministry because I have, like I said, a story behind this. And I want to talk about that a little bit. But before I do that, I just want to let you know that this is a live show. It's not a pre-record, which means we're really sitting in a studio right now in Glendale, and we want to open up the phone lines to anyone that feels it's a necessity to call. I have Melissa, my producer, who's in the other room ready to screen the calls because, you know, there might be something that you have to say that's going to help other people too. So the phone number, get a pencil and a paper. The phone number to call in is 888-995-5552, and I really, really, really would love to hear from you. That's why we drive in here, so that we can talk. So phone number again is 888-995-5552. So give us a call. Also, if there's somebody that you feel would benefit by hearing this podcast, what I would like for you to do is let them know about Sue Free, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And you can go on there and hear past podcasts, or you can hear this podcast. You look for the date, you look for the guest, and you'll be able to find what it is you're looking for. I also want to say that I'm going to refer to a speech that I gave at a business leaders breakfast for community pregnancy clinics on April 28th, 2010. And if you go on to Sue Free's spelt like fries, .com and go to the Sue Free's blogs, you can look for this speech. And there's a video of me giving a speech, and there's also a video movie that shows a really wonderful movie about a child in the womb. It's just a wonderful, wonderful testimony, and I just would love for you to look at that. So Dave, I asked you to come in today because I want people to know about what we have available to people that might be having a decision to make. Somebody that is pregnant now who doesn't know what to do. And this happened to me, and I didn't know what to do. And at the time that it happened, I was young, and I didn't want to shame my family. And so I chose to have an abortion. Little did I know that by choosing that, I just thought I was taking care of business and just wanted to do what I felt the only option I had, and I made that decision. I had no idea the consequence or the emotion that goes along with that that stayed with me for many, many years. And I would love to obviously help save lives, and that's why I'm involved in this ministry, and I know that's why you're involved in this ministry. It's a huge ordeal, and it's so wonderful. I know that there's been many babies saved by this ministry, but there's still a lot of women that don't know that this is available to them. So, Dave, I just want you to explain more about what it is this ministry does.
Okay.
So that there might be somebody listening that might need to make a phone call, and we're going to make all that available so that they can do that. And I want to, again, give the number. So if you're listening and you need to call, don't hesitate to call. I want to hear from you. Phone number is 888-995-5552, and you're listening to the Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5. So explain what this ministry, what is it this ministry does, Dave?
Well, let me begin with our mission, and it's basically threefold. Our mission is to save babies, to heal hearts, and to make disciples. So because we're a pro-life organization, and we believe that because man and woman are created in the image of God, that all life matters, from in the womb as well as after the womb, that every person being created in the image of God, they have value and worth. And just as you were sharing earlier, that people matter, and they have value, and so many things will try to get us to lose that sense of value, to feel worthless because of things that we've done in the past or mistakes that we've made, and we feel the shame. As Christians, we believe that God forgives, God values life, and God has a plan and a purpose. Our days are ordained before one of them came to be. And so life matters. And so as a pro-life organization, we want to care about that baby that's growing inside the womb. We want that life to have a chance to grow and to make a difference, to know God. God had a plan for them. We don't want anything to get in the way of that. So we want to save babies. Secondly, we want to heal hearts because of all the women like yourself that bought the lie that said, it's not really a baby, it's not really a person, it's just a blob of tissue, it's just a mass of cells. We had a girl last week said, well, they told me it would look like a blood clot. That's what Planned Parenthood told this girl. And then she saw that it was a baby on the ultrasound, and so she chose life. And so, but all the women that have had abortions in the past because they thought that this was the best solution, we want to tell girls that there are other solutions, that there's a more God-honoring, a more acceptable solution, one that enhances life and not takes it away. But for all the women that have had abortions in their past, we want to offer healing, forgiveness, grace, comfort. That's what God does. He offers that. And for someone to live with the regret of having had an abortion, they don't have to do that because God promises forgiveness and healing. And so we want to help heal hearts. We don't judge people. We don't say, you have to have your baby, and if you don't, shame on you. We never do that. It's all about love and grace, whatever situation they're in. And thirdly, we want to make disciples because we are a Christian organization and we believe that there's an eternity at stake. And so we want people to come to know Jesus in a personal way. And so all of our counseling, when we speak, we encourage people to be reconciled with God as well. So that's kind of what we do, but we do that within the context of a pro-life organization where we're offering free services that include pregnancy testing, ultrasound exams, STD testing, counseling. We provide material goods if they need diapers, wipes, formula, whatever it is, we want to help them. We also provide local resources to get them connected if they need housing. If they're thinking about adoption, we want to encourage them and connect them with the right people. So we're very holistic in that we want to meet their spiritual needs, but also their emotional needs, and also the very practical physical needs as well.
And it's amazing. How many babies have been saved?
This past year, there's at least 83 babies that we know of that will be born this year because of the direct work of the community pregnancy clinic. Now, these aren't women that have come to our clinics because they would just like to know the sex of their baby. I mean, we do those ultrasounds as well. But it's primarily those girls that thought that abortion was their only option, that they thought they had to keep this secret or they had to take care of this quote-unquote problem. And so these were girls that were determined to have the abortion, but we were able to kind of come in and in love help them to choose life. And so 83, that's a lot.
It is, and thank you, God, and thank you, Dave, for being in a ministry that can do this and being a faithful servant, you know, because we're called to do what we're called to do, and God created us to do these things. And so we need to whatever our gifts are, wherever we are placed, we need to bloom where we're planted, and we need to do something different. If you're listening right now and you feel your heart tugging and you have a question or you have a story, you have something that you want to share, I guarantee you there's somebody else that needs to hear that, just like I have a story. And as hard as it was for me to open up in my success and everything that I'm doing, for me to be in a Christian world and to talk about something that I did, and I'm not proud of it, but I've been healed from it. And I thank God for His grace. If that's you, if your heart is pounding really hard, that means the Holy Spirit's knocking on your door and saying, you need to come clean. You need to let this secret out. You need to realize that your life really can't move forward until you take care of things. I'm going to read something, but right before that, I want to give you a phone number again, 888-995-5552. 888-995-5552. I'm going to read something from a book. It's from Stephen Arterburn. It's New Life Every Day. And it says, take responsibility. Much is required from those to whom much is given, Luke 12:48. I'm going to read this. Sometimes taking responsibility for our lives means completing unfinished business. Some of us may have left a trail of broken laws and relationships, things that need addressing before moving on. Others may be burdened by debts that inhibit spiritual pursuits. Before moving forward spiritually, we'll need to take responsibility for wrongs done in the past. A new life in Christ doesn't excuse past obligations or erase the ongoing consequences of past sins. When the Apostle Paul was in prison, he led a runaway slave named Onesimus, I can't even say it, to Christ. But then Paul sent him back to his master, even though, how do you say that, Dave? Do you know?
Onesimus.
I can't even say it. Faced a possible death penalty for his offense. Paul sent a letter back with the fugitive saying that if, what's his name?
Onesimus.
Thank you. Had caused any harm or stolen anything, that Paul would pay for it. Paul recognized that even though, again,
Onesimus.
Oh, I did it. Was now a Christian and forgiven of his sins. He needed to address the wrongs he's committed in the past. Likewise, before you can move ahead, you must face the unfinished business of your past. This may include facing up to some cowardly behavior, crooked schemes, or quick fix solutions to difficult problems that just didn't work, or maybe an abortion. Anything. While you can be certain that God will meet you where you are, he calls you to take responsibility for whatever sins may have brought you to whatever circumstances you're presently in. Once you accept ownership of your past, God will help you move ahead, but he'll do it his way, not yours. I needed to read that. So with that being said, this month is all on reflection. It's reflection because it's difficult to move forward until you reflect on the past. You need to look at the person in the mirror. What's your part in this picture? And if you want to make a change, what change are you going to make? And we base that sometimes on wrong beliefs. We base it on how we think. And maybe our thinking is stinking thinking. And maybe we need to change that. And maybe you need help with that. Whatever your situation is, God is there for you. You just have to look up. You have to ask him into your heart. You have to ask him to guide your steps, and he will make your way the right way. And he will forgive you your sins. And I want you to know firsthand that I didn't feel worthy personally. I didn't feel worthy because I did this. I had an abortion, and I, thou shalt not kill, and I killed. My son right now that I killed would be 32. And I think about that a lot. I have a 29-year-old wonderful son, Tyson, and I have a beautiful daughter, 26, Tiana. But I would have 3 children right now if I wouldn't have made this decision. But I know that my baby is in heaven, and I had to visually go through a process of releasing that shame. And only God can do this for us. We can't do it on our own. And sometimes you need a person here on this earth to help you through the process. You grieve. There's a lot of process you have to go through. And me, personally, when I was young and I made this decision, I thought I just had to make the decision and it's over and it's done. Now move on with life, get over it, and move on. And I can honestly say that there was so much more involved emotionally than that. And the CPC and other organizations, they realize that. They understand that it's so much more than just this decision. It's not just a decision that you make and then it's over. They don't tell you what goes on when you go in there. They just say, oh, you know, it's going to take this much time, pay this money. I can tell you it's so much more than that. I can remember, it's vivid in my mind, and I'm going to tell you. I walked into this clinic by myself. I had somebody there that was going to drive me home, because they tell you you can't drive home by yourself. I had someone that was going to pick me up and take me home. But they don't tell you that they hand you this. It's a very sterile room, very cold, and there's numerous other women in this room going through the same process, and you're all sitting there, and oh, so, you know, some of the women in there, it's their 5th time. That's just so sad to me. But, you know, that could be you, and if it's you, God still will forgive you, but it's still a process. Anyway, you're in this room, and it's cold, and it's sterile, and all of a sudden, they say, it's your turn, and they hand you this robe, and it's cold. You have to put this robe on. You go into this room, and nobody talks to you. Nobody even looks to you. Nobody looks you in the eye. They just put you on this table, and they put you under, and then you get up from the table at the end of this thing, and you're really groggy and everything, and you get cramps. You have cramps so bad, and you get up from the table, and you walk out. You put your clothes on still. Nobody's embracing you. Nobody's talking to you. They're just saying, go into that room, change your clothes, and get out of here, basically. I mean, there is no warmth. There is no love. And you go home, and you're just you're thinking about what you just did, and there's cramps, and things are happening to your body that you don't know and you don't understand, and you're thinking, are you going to bleed to death? You know, there's just all these things, and for 3 to 4 days, you're just hurting, both emotionally, spiritually, physically. But they don't tell you all this. They don't tell you. Years later, you're still living with this burden, this shame. You need someone to help you through that. And if that's you, and I'm talking to you, we'd love to talk to you. 888-995-5552. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. I'm almost on the verge of tears right now, just remembering back. But I have to say that, you know what? I am healed in Jesus' name. I'm healed, and I know where my baby is. But I can tell you, it's been a process. And each one of you that I'm talking to right now that has had this happen, that you've made this decision, it is a process. And you shouldn't be going through this process by yourself. And you have CPC. There's other programs out there where you can seek help. And if your husband or your boyfriend doesn't know about this part of your life, it's a secret you really shouldn't keep. You need to find somebody that you can tell the secret to, so devil doesn't have the power over you anymore. Do you agree with this, David?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, as you're sharing, you're thinking about, you know, you had the physical pain afterwards, but then they don't tell you about the emotional pain that comes with that, the regret, the sorrow,
shame.
The shame that comes from that. And it's very easy to think, well, I just need to move on with my life because that's what they told me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just won't think about it. And I'll get back, life will get back to quote unquote normal, whatever normal is. And everything will be okay. But what we have found is that that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
That the nightmares, the just the pain of that, the emotional struggle that comes as a result of that needs to be dealt with. It needs to be resolved. To just not think about it doesn't resolve it.
You're
and so
stuffing
it does
it.
Come out. Yeah.
You're stuffing it, and then you might become obsessed with eating or drinking or some other thing, and you're stuffing these issues instead of finding the forgiveness that only God can give us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of times people don't necessarily connect the dots with their current depression or the abuse that you're talking about with the abortion that happened maybe 6 months ago, maybe, you know, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certainly a connection there. And the point is, you talk about unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the finished work of Christ is the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Jesus does forgive all of those sins, but we need to confess that. We need to bring that to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with not only just saying the words, but it comes with really, like you said, working through the issues, grieving the loss, accepting responsibility, learning from the situation, and then being able to move on. But it is knowing that Jesus has paid the price for that particular sin, even the sin of abortion. It's mm-hmm. not... It's not the unpardonable sin. It is a sin just like every other sin, but the cross satisfies that.
Right. But it is huge. It's mm-hmm. huge.
It is. And there are consequences, as you mentioned, and there are struggles that come, but there is a solution.
We have David calling in from Culver City. David, are you there? Oh, okay, he's coming, I guess. Anyway, so when somebody, let's talk about the mobile unit, because that's an mm-hmm. amazing thing. It's this huge, huge motorhome mm-hmm. that has great graphics on it. And it's mm-hmm. it's getting the message when it just drives down the street. I know with Ecola, we have our trucks, and we get that message out that we're here to take care of them and their termite and pest control needs. But here's this clinic, this abortion clinic that's going down the road, and it's stating here we are and we're here to help. How does that work? You go down to Watts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great mobile billboard. But what we do is it's a satellite clinic. It has a portable ultrasound unit. Whenever we take it out on the road, we have a nurse that does the ultrasounds. We have counselors. We have volunteer drivers that take it on the road. And we go to Watts twice a week. We go to one part of Watts, which is called Imperial Courts. And there's a particular gang there. And we provide the pregnancy services for them. And then we found out that there's another gang 3 blocks down in another project called Nickerson Gardens, and they weren't coming to us for those pregnancy services. And we said, well, is it because of crossing the gang boundary lines that they don't want to they can't get here. It's not safe for them. And they said, absolutely, they won't come here. They won't come to the church as either. So I said, okay, well, if they won't come to us, then we better go to them. And so now on Thursdays, we take our mobile clinic and we drive down to Nickerson Gardens and we park in a church parking lot and we see clients there. And so it's a great opportunity to not only provide that pregnancy care. You won't believe how many people that step into that mobile clinic, and number one, they say, you're from where? You're from Simi Valley? What are you doing down here in Nickerson Gardens?
Right.
And why do you do this? And we say, it's because we care about you, and we're providing this free service. And then they have the pregnancy test, they see the ultrasound, and then if they see their baby on that ultrasound, it could be 10 weeks along, 15 weeks along, and they see the heart beating, and they see the little dotted line, which is, you know, the spine, the backbone, or they see the brain and the shape of the head and all that. And he's sucking his thumb. They go, man, they told me it was just a blob of tissue, but that's a baby. And
right.
And they see that, and then 9 times out of 10, they choose life for their baby. They said, I can't kill my baby. I can't have an abortion. I want my baby. And then we help them provide the resources that they need. So we do that 2 days a week in Watts, and we also park in front of a high school in Simi Valley, provide education, literature, talk to the kids, and so that they know that if they're ever in trouble, if they think they might be pregnant, that they come to us first and don't go to family planning or Planned Parenthood or do this on your own, but come to us, and that's what we do. And then on Fridays, we go to Oxnard in Ventura, and there's a life center there. It's a counseling center that agrees with us, our philosophy, but they're not a medical clinic, so they can't do the ultrasound. So we come alongside them, and they do the counseling, and then we'll do the ultrasound for them. And as a result of that, we're seeing lots of babies being saved, lots of women being helped. And then now they saw how powerful the ultrasound, so they're going to become medical. And so once they do that, then they can do the ultrasounds on their own. And so we'll just find a new location and take our bus down the road. And so the mobile unit is just a great vehicle for sharing the gospel, for taking the services that we can provide to the people that need them.
Well, there's people that can't get to the clinic. I mean, they just can't get there. So you are going to them and
Absolutely.
Serving them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like the Dream Center does that too for mm-hmm. food and everything. Is they go to where it is because they can't get a vehicle to get to the food. So
exactly. Well, you think about the Great Commission. The first words that Jesus said were what? Go. Yeah. Go make disciples. And
right.
so that's what we do. We go to them. Don't wait for them to come to us.
Absolutely.
Even in Simi Valley, we're parked in front of Apollo High School, and we're not parking on school property just to protect them. So there's no liability. We park on the public street in front of the school. And a gal came to our clinic and she said, "I'm so glad that you're here because I can't get to you. I can't get to your other clinic, even though it was less than a mile away. I have no transportation, so the fact that you're here in front of my high school, where I can just come out right after school and I can get the services that I need, so that's a huge blessing to me."
That's wonderful to hear that. We will be back with more of the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
And we're talking about the CPC Pregnancy Clinic, and Dave Wilkinson is with us. And it is Sanctity to Life Month, and so we're talking about just that. We're talking about life and how important life is, and decisions that we've made or that we're going to make, and how they affect our future and the future of maybe that unborn child. So moving right along and talking more about all of this, I had this happen to me, and if you're just tuning in, I just want you to know that if you know somebody that is going through this situation, or if you want to share this podcast, please tell them about the Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And there is a blog on Business Leaders Breakfast for Community Pregnancy Clinic, and it was from April 28, 2010. And if you go to that and watch the video, you'll see the complete story. I was asking if I could just serve and help because I feel so, this is such an important thing for me because I've been through it. I just feel like I need to give back and I need to help women with this decision. Just last week, now we're talking over a year ago, that I spoke at this thing. It was funny because I had just asked if I could help some way and I ended up being the speaker for this event. I don't know how that happened. Well, I guess I do. It was God. But after speaking at that, a gentleman that had gone to that breakfast that I didn't even recognize happened to be where my I'm going to trigger therapy for my leg so that I'm getting my leg completely back to where I can walk and run and hopefully dance. And this man came running out to the car as I was driving away after getting my therapy. And I rolled down the window and he said, Sue, you don't really know me, but I just feel really strongly that I need to share something with you. And I said, what? And he says, well, he said, I was at that meeting that you spoke at over a year and a half ago or whatever. And I just want to give you a little bit of background and I want to explain to you what happened that day. I guess there was a gentleman at one of the tables that had a stroke and this gentleman was helping that man at that table. I didn't really know that was going on. I saw a man that was falling asleep and I just thought maybe he just wasn't interested in what I was talking about. So I just let it go. But there is a difference on radio versus speaking in public, and it's because you know your audience and you can see what's happening. Whereas on radio, you don't know who you're talking to. Anyway, he progressed and told the story about how he was involved with this from a man's point of view. And when I'm talking to people, I really was never thinking about the man and his feelings, which opened my eyes to a whole nother segment, because this is a decision that's not only by the woman. And sometimes the man doesn't have a say. In this case, the man didn't have a say. The woman made a decision. It's her body. It's her baby. And therefore, she made a decision to have an abortion. But this man was in love with this woman and really said, you know, can't we talk about this? She goes, no, I'm already at the clinic. I'm already doing it. So that's it. And he has been living with this shame all this time. Even though he didn't have the decision, he helped make the baby, obviously. So he felt shame and he felt unworthy and all these things that I really didn't understand from a man's point of view. And he brought it to the light for me this day. The reason he brought it to my attention was, as he said, by me being vulnerable and transparent, which isn't easy to do. I know that, listener. I know that it's not easy to expose your dirty or ugly side, you know, decisions that you're not proud of. This isn't a decision I'm proud of, but it is a decision I made, and I came clean with it, and I did what I could, and the Lord has forgiven me and given me grace, and I'm so, so thankful for that. But in that, this gentleman said, by you being faithful and by you being transparent and vulnerable by talking about this decision that you made a long time ago, something happened that day listening to you, and I felt for you, but something broke with me to where I was freed by this whole entire thing, just by you being a faithful servant and getting up there and exposing your negatives, your situation. By you exposing you freed me, or I was allowed to be freed by you. So if there's a word of encouragement there, I started tearing up in my truck as I was in a hurry to go somewhere else. But God said, no, you're not. You're going to sit right here and listen to the story. And I did. And I can say honestly to that gentleman, if he's listening, thank you for being obedient by sharing that, because you were a blessing to me that day. And you have no idea how you impacted me that day. And how often do we not take the time to express how somebody else has impacted us? And I'm going to say to you right now, I challenge you, if there's somebody that's impacted your life, for instance, Dave Wilkinson, you've impacted my life in a mighty way. And I don't even know if you know that, but I just want to say thank you to you, because you have. And so with that, if there's somebody that has impacted your life, I really, really challenge you to go and make a phone call, or person to person is so much better. But if you can, express that to someone, because you never know where that person is at that moment in time. Maybe that person at that moment in time really, really, really needs that encouragement. Don't we all? Don't we all need that encouragement? I mean, I say you can never get enough hugs, and I really believe that. So encourage someone today. Be a blessing to someone today. And if somebody has impacted your life, take the time to tell them. I guess that's the underlying current there. And I just want to thank that gentleman for being faithful and expressing himself to me, because that really was a blessing. Phone number here is 888-995-5552. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on KKLA.com. I mean, KKLA. And David, you're with us, and I know that there's so much you want to say, and so I want you to have the opportunity to explain. This is a political year. And I'm not into politics too much, but I know that politicians are in office and they make decisions that affect us. I know in business, you know, just the medical insurance decision is crucial for me in business. But from a CPC standpoint and life standpoint, this is a huge year for us. And we need to stand in unity with a voice. Christians sometimes are too quiet. They don't speak up. And we need to. And we can do it right. We don't have to do it wrong. We can still be Christ-like, but we need to have a united voice. And so with that, go ahead.
Well, you know, it's important for us as Christians to be good citizens. And I think this issue about life is very important, because it is the foundation. I remember hearing a pastor say that, you know, when I was, as a pastor, a lot of people ask me to promote their different ministries and different issues, and I always see them as each issue is like a book on a shelf, and there's the pro-life book, and there's the helping the homeless book, and there's the taking care of the elderly book, and there's all these different books, they're all important, and they all jockey for position in order to be the first book in line, so that's the one that gets the announcement in church on Sunday. And I thought of pro-life as just being one of those of many books on that shelf. And then I realized something. I realized that the pro-life issue is not just one of many issues that are all equally important. The pro-life issue is the shelf, that all the other issues rest upon this foundation of how we feel about life. Does life matter? Is life sacred? Does it have intrinsic worth and value? If it does, then we need to protect life. And so people will say, well, should the abortion issue, should that be the one issue that is that matters the most on the upcoming in politics with the presidential elections coming up? And I say, absolutely, that is the issue. And the reality is our current president, President Obama, is the most radical pro-abortion president we have ever had. Now, part of that is because abortion has been legal since 1973, and because of the Roe versus Wade decision in 1973, over 58 million abortions have occurred in America.
That just breaks my heart.
It does. And we can't even fathom those kinds of numbers. But if we go back to a biblical worldview that says every life matters, then every one of those 58 million lives mattered and should have had a chance at life. And so we need to change that. And we can do that legislatively. There are people that push that, and that's great, and they should do that. But I think for the CPC, our philosophy is more, we're on the compassionate side of ministry, that we want to minister to those girls one-on-one, to care for them, to give them the truth. You know, Jesus came, it says in John 1, that Jesus came bringing grace and truth. So in everything we do, we want to present everything. We want to present the truth, but we always want to do it with grace. We want to speak the truth in love. And so that's what we offer to every girl that comes through our doors, to the men as well, that we want to offer them truth, but in a context of love and grace and mercy and forgiveness and healing and hope, all of that comes together. So we present the truth as well as in a context of grace and love. And so it's important for us to, as a compassion-based ministry, that's what we're doing. We're doing that one-on-one counseling with those girls that come through our doors.
You are listening to The Sue Free Show on KKLA, and we're talking to David Wilkinson. What would you say to the women who have had an abortion? What would you say to them?
Number one is that God forgives. That when Jesus died on the cross, it says in Galatians that it is for freedom that God has set you free. So freedom is really important to God, and he wants us to be free from the power and the bondage as well as the penalty of sin. So Jesus frees us, and he forgives us. That's why he died on the cross. So for that woman that has had an abortion, we had a girl that came into our office just this past week, and she grew up in a Christian home. She identified herself as a Christian, as a believer in Jesus, but she said she had to have an abortion, even though she knew that that violated what she grew up believing. And so we encouraged her. We talked to her. She had the ultrasound, everything, but she was determined that she thought that the abortion was what she had to do in order to not bring shame to her family, to not be an embarrassment, all of that. But we encouraged her to come back. We stayed in touch with her. And then last week, our nurse called her and asked how she was doing and was going to encourage her to come back for another ultrasound just to see her baby, just to continue that bonding process and just to encourage her. And this young gal, she was only 18, she burst into tears, and she said, "It's too late."
Oh.
And she had just had the abortion the day before.
Oh, my goodness.
And so our response to that is we need to talk about, let's talk about that. Let's talk about how God does forgive, that there is a plan, there is hope, there is forgiveness. Don't keep it a secret. Don't live in shame. Don't feel like you're a horrible person. But let's bring all of that to the cross. There is healing there. There is forgiveness there. As you said earlier, it is a process for us to walk through.
It is a process, yeah.
And I think it is best that we do that in the context of a community, of the church, of people that care about us. Because if you just keep it inside, we hear so many girls say that, "I believe that God forgives me, but
I don't feel it."
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I don't think the church forgives me or the people in my life forgive me. So we need to find those safe people that we can share that with, that can walk them through that process. That's why we have a support group for women that have had abortions. And most every pregnancy center in wherever our listeners are in their community, there is probably a pregnancy center that they could connect with, and there would be a post-abortion recovery class for them. And so they do need to reach out and ask someone, because you don't have to live with the secret. You don't have to live with the shame or the regret. God has better for you.
We have a caller on the phone right now that has had an abortion. And Fanny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm so thankful you called.
Well, I'm 59 right now, and I had the abortion when I was, I guess, in my 20s or 30s.
How old are you now?
59.
So you had an abortion between 20 and 30. You're 59 now, and you're calling?
And I'm calling because whatever you're saying is true. That it keeps haunting me. I'm driving right now, and it's dangerous right now.
No, it is, Fanny. Can you pull over? Can you get off?
I'm on the freeway right now.
Well, pull off, because we'd love to talk to you for a minute. I don't want you to get in an accident. We are going to, can you stay on the phone, on the radio, because we're going to give you information that's going to help you find the healing that you need.
Okay. Can I call you back? Because
yes. I'm only on the air until 5 to 5, but you call anyway. You have the number?
Yes.
You called.
Yes.
So you call back if you can, and we will talk to you even if it's off the air.
As soon as I get off from the freeway.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so you
Fanny,
know,
just keep listening.
Keep listening, Fanny. Yes,
and I just want you to know, I can hear the pain in your voice, obviously.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know that God loves you and God cares about you, and that when Jesus died on the cross, it was for all the sins from the future as well as the past, and so He died for your sins on that cross, and the sin of abortion is included in that. And so there is healing. You don't have to carry that. You don't have to feel that, well, God loves everybody but me, or God will forgive other people's sins, but He won't forgive this one. And so I have to live with the shame or the secret. And Satan would love for you to believe that, you know, because his idea is divide and conquer. So if he can isolate you or to feel that somehow you're unworthy of God's grace, then he keeps you in bondage.
That's right.
But there is freedom in Christ to know that He has forgiven you, He loves you, and He can use what you've experienced to minister to others.
Amen.
Just as Susie shared, she said that God is able to take your experience and you can use that to help other people. When I look at the people that work at the CPC that are volunteers, that counsel, it's usually because they've had an abortion or they've been through a crisis pregnancy. So they've been there. They know what it's like to experience that pain, to experience that regret, and they found healing, and then they can share that with you. And so you're not alone in this, and God has a plan, and he can use that in your life. Okay?
That's wonderful. And Fanny, I just thank you for calling, and we're, you know, you're going to find the healing because you were obedient and you made the phone call. So we're not going to let you go. We're not going to let you go through this alone anymore, because that's what devil wants us to do, is go through this stuff on our own, and we just can't do